see some guys that you're probably pretty close to.
Man, I've been keeping in touch with them. You know, I talk to them about once or twice a week. And so, you know, we've got this big rivalry going between me and them, you know, just between friends. So I've been looking forward to it all year, especially having them come to our place. So getting to play against them, that's going to be a lot of fun.
How'd you end up back here, just trying to get closer to home?
Yeah, kind of. You know, went to Northwestern for 2 years and enjoyed it, enjoyed the city, enjoyed the people. But just some things don't work out, and ended up coming back here, and it is closer to home, so I've been able to see my family a lot more. And really enjoyed it, Tech. I have so far.
How do you feel about the season so far? Obviously, you get a chance to work on that lineup probably about half the time and pitch it, get in defense at least some other times.
Man, it's been a tough season, you know, but I think Coach, he schedules all these tougher quality teams and a lot better teams than a lot of people would play just to get us ready for conference, you know, because these games do matter, but, you know, they don't matter as much as conference. So as long as we're prepared going into conference, that's all that matters. So we play a lot of quality ball clubs, you know, Nebraska, and we still have Arkansas, and, you know, and DBU this past weekend. And so that just gets us prepared.
For you, what was the adjustment like coming over here? Was it pretty much just, you know, baseball? You probably knew a lot of these guys anyway.
I did. I played high school ball with Mark and Big Al, Mark Threlfield from last year, and Ashton. So I knew quite a few guys on the team already. But like I said, I'm really enjoying it here. It's been a pleasure. You know, I've learned a lot. And it's two different coaching styles. And I'm enjoying this one a lot more.
If you could, you mentioned the coaching styles, just kind of compare and contrast what you're talking about there.
Semino's a lot more of a player's coach. You know, he's always going to defend you. He's always got your back. And he gives you a lot of leeway. You know, he knows that we're grown men. You know, we're 18 to 22 years old, 23. And we're adults, you know, so he treats us like adults. And if we step out of line, then he'll let us know, you know, and get on to us, you know, then. But he makes playing the game a lot more enjoyable. You know, it's a lot of fun playing for him.
Your season, just, I know you mentioned kind of how you feel the team's done, but how have you felt about your performance, some positives, some things that you feel like you still need to improve as well?
You know, I need to prove on the off speed. A lot of us do. The season's going pretty well. There was a couple injuries with me and then a lot of other players, too, that's really hampered the team. But we're getting those, you know, worked at, and Josh doing a good job getting us back healthy and ready for conference. So, but overall, I think the season's gone pretty well for me. Did a lot better defensively than I guess I would have imagined. You know, I've always been known for my bat, not really my glove, and now it's kind of balanced out this year. So I'll get back to hitting the ball real well. And like I said, all these injuries are getting healed up, so we're going to get on roll.
What have you hurt?
I hurt my lower back. The opening weekend against UTA, I dove into the wall, and I ended up hurting my back. And then whenever we played Nebraska, I ended up re-injuring it then. And so, you know, coaches just kind of let me chill and set out for a little bit and get back healthy. I've gone and seen a couple of doctors and therapy twice a day. You know, it gets redundant, but you got to do it, you know. And Tarasus, when you get him back healthy, and a lot of our arms.
That's all, yeah.